Yo, what's good? What's good? I'm back. This is vlog 40. Wire clean versions are so important. Basically went over this before, but I want to touch over this again because of the Jordan Lucas situation. Don't forget that these vlogs are sponsored by, of course, Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Need online market promotions, go to promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, or animal lover, animal rights activist, please go to newlitter.com. We got t-shirts, hoodies, and we got apparel for your dog as well. And don't forget, check out dizzlebrand.com. You know, follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Once again, that's dizzlebrand.com. See it. All right. Vlog 40, why clean versions are so important. I don't know if y'all noticed, Jordan Lucas just recently dropped this video. Also, hit that click now, subscribe, like, reshare, all that good stuff, please. Jordan Lucas dropped a music video with Lil TJ. And anybody knows Jordan Lucas knows he does a lot of concept videos. So the video is really trying to prove a point. The video is trying to prove a point. Like, in the video, he's teaching these kids all this negative stuff. Now, in the video, like, if you know anything about Jordan Lucas, it's Jordan Lucas isn't really saying, hey, kids, do drugs. Hey, kids, do these bad things. What the message is that the kids are already being taught these things through music and movies and whatever else they might be watching. You know what I'm saying? YouTube. They could be watching YouTube clips, TikTok videos, YouTube. There's, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. They're already being taught this stuff. You know, so they go and remove his video or whatnot. So it made me, you know, kind of really validate what we always say about having clean versions. It just makes so much sense. So you don't have to worry about these things. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, stuff getting removed and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, and another thing is, when you go to advertise on a lot of platforms, the dirtier the content is, the more explicit the content is, the more likely they'll disapprove it or not approve it for advertising. So that's one big reason why clean versions are very important. If you want to advertise on like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and YouTube just put out a thing recently. I'm gonna see if I can pull it up, you know, while I'm on here. They basically put out a thing recently where they were saying, if we start trying to get videos approved that violate their terms of service that are too explicit, it'd go as a strike against our account, you know, and pretty much. Basically, you know, it'll go against us, you know. So I can't pull it up because I don't got the right account logged in. But basically, they were saying if we try to, you know, get ads approved for videos that violate terms of service or too explicit, they'll put a strike against our account. Three strikes and your account's gone. You know what I'm saying? So as an advertiser, we can't even try to advertise videos that are too dirty or too explicit on YouTube. You know, and Facebook is, I know before I try to advertise videos on Facebook and they might just, it'll be a video of somebody just smoking a cigar. You can't tell what kind of cigar, nothing. They're smoking tobacco products. They can't, in a music video, you can't advertise that, you know, alcohol, anything, you know. So it makes more sense to have a clean version to advertise and let the dirty version be the dirty version. Another reason to have a clean version is no real FM radio station is playing dirty versions. Any station that says they're FM and they're playing dirty versions, they're not a real FM. They're just some bogus wannabe online FM station. It ain't real FM, you know? So FM radio, college radio, if I'm not mistaken, wants clean versions. You know, and I could be wrong. College radio might play dirty versions, but I think college radio might want clean versions, you know. If you try to submit to music video places like MTV, VH1, and, you know, BET. Like, I don't even think they got the late night dirty versions no more. I could be wrong. Don't quote me. But they want clean versions 9 times out of 10. So music videos, break it on the music channels, clean version. You trying to break your song on FM radio, you're going to need a clean version. You know, yeah, there's a lot of artists that can get by without clean versions. But when you go to advertise, most of these people with dirt, super dirty versions, they're not advertising because these platforms ain't letting them advertise, you know, and YouTube is getting stricter. And part of the reason is because of these leftist democratic politics that these platforms, all these social media platforms are siding with these leftist democratic politics. And that's why they pretty much removed Jordan Lucas' video. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't bode well for rappers, because now you're going to probably see a lot more rappers' videos get removed, because if they can sit there and cry and complain about get Jordan Lucas removed, I mean, then you could pretty much remove anybody, you know? I mean, because Jordan, anybody knows Jordan Lucas, like, his videos got a deep message. They have concepts to them. You know? Another thing, influencers. There's some influencers out there that won't even accept any dirty content. As far as music goes, they don't want no explicit content. They want all clean records, you know? So that doesn't bode well when you don't got a clean version, like on TikTok or Instagram or whatnot. Like, I always recommend every artist, when they release a single, to have the clean version, you know what I'm saying, on there as well. Release the clean and the explicit. Give them a choice. You know, but some, because some influencers, they want the clean version, you know, and FM radio, they typically want the clean version, you know. So, yeah, man, music video channels, clean version, you know. They're not playing none of these explicit, super explicit videos in prime time. I'm going to tell you that right now, you know. So, yeah, clean versions, man. It prevents your content from getting removed, from people getting, you know, so sensitive over the content. Because that's all they're doing. They get sensitive over the content, over Jordan Lucas' content, and they're removing it. And Jordan didn't even run no ads. Jordan just posted, and they removed it. So if you're thinking you're an artist that you can't get your stuff removed because you're posting content that might be as sensitive as Jordan Lucas or more sensitive to people, I mean, you're sadly mistaken, you know? So clean versions are very important. Plus, nobody's really breaking dirty records. Like, because most people that, anybody that's breaking you on radio, they're going to want a clean version. They're trying to break you to the music video channels, clean version, you know? Even when you go to, like, playlists like Apple and whatnot, man, they prefer cleaner music. Apple and Pandora playlists, they prefer cleaner music, you know? And so it doesn't bode well for rap that Jordan Lucas is getting his videos removed off of people being sensitive to the content. Because now people could be say they sensitive in content. And I think it's pretty hypocritical that Lil Nas X's video is still up and Jordan Lucas isn't. It's so hypocritical. It's such a double standard, you know. And I actually need to take the Twitter on that and the Facebook in defense of Jordan Lucas. Like, you know, it just goes to show you it's this leftist democratic political views. Let's ban this guy because we don't like him. You know, so if it can happen to Jordan Lucas, it can happen to you. And if you're an unsigned artist trying to advertise, you definitely gotta have clean versions. YouTube, we're not even trying to get any videos approved that are dirty, because we're not trying to get our account banned for no one, you know. And that's that. And then if you pay us to work radio, FM radio, we're going to ask you for a clean version to work FM radio. If you trying to get your music video picked up on a major music channel, they're going to want clean versions. I think every now, like, they got the late night where they play dirty versions. They might still have that. I've heard they got to read a lot of those. But if they don't have those no more, then clean versions, man. But clean versions, nobody's, like, no hit record is being broken typically with just a dirty version. No hit record is being broken with just a dirty version. I'm sorry, it's not happening, man. All these massive hits, they got clean versions. Because there's some people that just only choose to play clean music because of morals. I know a company that only promotes clean music. I repeat, I know a music promotion company that will only promote clean music. They will not promote any explicit music. And they're actually one of the best music promotion companies on the planet. Not even going to say their name. One of the best on the planet, and they only promote clean music. So, yeah. And there could be other music promoters out there like that. I know there's DJs out there that's like that, you know, that only prefer clean records. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they just ain't trying to, you know, like, change their views and morals for the music. They still might like the music, but they might like the clean versions of it. Once again, hit that click now, subscribe button. Hit the like, reshare. My name is Paul Pickett. This is Vlog 40. Why clean versions are so important. Because some influencers don't want explicit. YouTube ads aren't allowed explicit. Facebook ads aren't allowed explicit. Probably like even a lot of other advertising platforms ain't allowed it either. You know? And that's just how it boils down, man. You can't advertise things that are too explicit because kids might see them, you know? TikTok's not advertising nothing. You run TikTok ads, you're not running nothing that's too explicit. So all the major social media platforms that you need to get popping on, we're going to want clean stuff. FM radio, even if you're a mainstream artist, they're not playing, they're sending clean records to FM radio. They're not sending the dirty versions. And some people just make their records clean. If you just make your records clean, then you're good to go. You know, if you don't, then you don't. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. It just makes sense to have a clean version. Because another reason is explicit and dirty versions, they're limited. They're limited because you can't do FM radio. You can't do every single influencer you want because someone say, no, it's too dirty. You can't advertise everywhere you want because they're going to say, no, it's not approved, it's too explicit. And in YouTube's case, 3 strikes and you're out. So that's 3 videos they say, oh, not approved, you're out. You know what I'm saying? So it just makes more sense, man. It's better to be safe than sorry. Because I guarantee if somebody's going to remove your video on YouTube like they did Jordan Lucas, it's going to be because they feel it's too explicit. Even though the Jordan Lucas video is not too explicit, they just didn't really, they're really just listening to the song and not really getting the message of the music video itself. And then they don't understand who Jordan Lucas really is. You know what I'm saying? They're just prejudging and assuming things about him that are not true whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, clean versions, man, very important, you know, for the reasons I just said. Influencers, FM radio, advertising. Those are three of the main things going on in the music industry for artists that are big. Social media advertising, influencers, and FM radio. You know? And even some DJs don't like explicit stuff. You know, some blogs might not be into explicit stuff. Super explicit. They might want cleaner content. You know? Music, there's some music promo companies that will only promote clean music. It's shocking. It's shocking, but it is. People got morals and values, man, for all different kinds of reasons. And people are not willing to always change them for money or music. You know what I'm saying? So clean versions, we got to have clean versions for the people who prefer the clean music. And dirty versions for the dirty people. That's just my opinion. Yes, there's some cats that just put out dirty content. That's all they do. You know? But they're not going to be popping on FM radio. They're not going to get all these influencers. You know, they're not going to be able to advertise their content like they want to advertise. You know? And we're with a very, very sensitive world going on right now. You know? Like, yeah, man. You can't even advertise videos really saying a word. That's a no-no. You know what I'm saying? Like, too much explicit stuff, too much sexual stuff, too much drugs, alcohol, cigarette smoking, tobacco, whatever, man. You know? And that's the thing. You don't never see, you don't see alcohol or tobacco companies advertising on social media platforms. So why would anybody think that they could advertise a music video with alcohol and tobacco in it? You know, it's just common sense. Common sense. You know, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Promo Palace LLC Vlog 40. Don't forget, check out the Dizzle. Just add ice. Dizzlebrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Don't forget, this is the Promo Palace LLC Vlogs, sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Also, check out newlitter.com for your new litter apparel, your t-shirts, your hoodies. If you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, animal lover, whatnot. Also, don't forget, the audio versions of my vlog go to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeartPlayer, FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. If you're on Facebook and Instagram, hit that follow. Video version goes at my Instagram, goes to my Facebook, and it also goes to YouTube, and the audio version goes to all the platforms I just told you about. Once again, thank you for tuning in. My name is Paul Piggott. Peace, and I'm out.